Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Do you Vaughan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Ay, el final del verano, la vuelta a la normalidad, adiós al chiringuito, a la playa, a las picaduras de mosquito, las hojas de los árboles se caen, empieza a hacer más fresquito por las noches. Ay, el verano se acaba.
El verano se acaba. Y tu inglés despega. El final del verano es un momento maravilloso para ponerte sí o sí con el inglés. Por eso a partir de septiembre llegan nuestros cursos trimestrales. 3 meses de inglés para darle un buen empujón a tu nivel de inglés. Empezamos el 18 de septiembre. Además, ahora podrás pagar tu curso trimestral en cómodos plazos. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Lessing Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's the show with no name 2.0 with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man.
That's Nacho right, it's Man. Nacho Macho Man in the house. And guys, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. What a great Monday. I'm having a blast, and I hope you guys are as well. Let's take a look. We were looking at today's double trouble, where we look at words with double, triple, quadruple meanings here on the show with no name. So, today's double trouble, if you haven't participated yet, el bobo, el tonto, compró hierba, o María, como lo quieras llamar, de un policía paisano. All right, and let's take a look at your answers here on Twitter. Nacho, what was my Twitter handle again? It was like...
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right, folks. All right, well, let's see who our winner is over here. The first person to get it, ladies and gentlemen, Miguel. Also, Iñaki over there as well. Iñaki, yes, and Carlos Grau. Excellent job. Our top three over there. All right, let's take a look. El bobo. All right, a lot of ways to say bobo. The idiot, the moron, right? The fool, right? Another way we say it is a dope. D-O-P-E. You know that word from doping, right? From Lance Armstrong, right? From sports, right? El doping, el dopaje. Well, it comes from the word dope, D-O-P-E. Now, dope in English is an idiot. Somebody who's a dope is an idiot. This guy's a dope. Dope, the dope, the dope. Think about it. Think about the sound of that word. Dope, the dope, the dope, 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 dope. It's not like a word somebody said, hey, you're a dope. Doesn't say dope. It almost sounds like Homer Simpson, right? Dope. So not a good word. Some words, they just sound, you know. Even if you don't know what it is, if somebody says, you're a dope, it doesn't sound cool, does it? See? Some words sound better than others, and this one doesn't sound too good. So the dope bought, right, compró is bought, or if you want to be formal, purchased, right, purchased or bought, hierba o María. Now, you can say weed, you can say ganja, you can say a million. They're different. Like in Spanish, there's a million ways to call this, right? This very popular recreational drug. But one way they call it is dope as well. D-O-P-E. Now, be careful, because dope also means heroin. Now, the interesting thing is, if you do heroin or you smoke weed, it could turn you into a dope. So, see, it's a good way to remember that, isn't it? So, if you smoke dope or shoot up dope, you could end up being a dope, right? Because it kills your brain cells, son. So, el bobo compró hierba, María, o, ahora sabemos, heroína, de un policía paisano. The dope bought some dope from or off. This is a very American. He bought it off. Where did you get that? I got it off the guy on the corner. I got it off, right? But from is fine, guys. A lot. I bought it. I brought it. Oh, see, I always make a mistake with that one. Brought is bring. Bought. Americanos la cagamos ahí con esa, right? So this is bought, right? The dope bought some dope from, y ahora cómo decimos, policía paisano. Do we say a countryman, police officer? No, it's not that paisano, right? Some country folk, somebody from your homeland, tu patria. No. All right, well, there are a couple different ways to say it. Where I come from, they usually say undercover. An undercover cop is how we say it. Undercover. Bajo, está cubierto. Think about it. Undercover, right? He's covered up. Nobody knows who he is, right? His real identity is covered up. And then we can look at that word, to cover up. Cubrir algo. Right. So it makes sense, this word. Don't think of it as a word. Think of it as an idea. And then you can play with it. Right. So cover it up. If you're covering up your identity, then you're undercover. You're an undercover cop. All right. Another way we say it, too, is plain clothes. Plain clothes officer or plain clothes cop. Officer is another way we say police or a police officer or a cop in the United States. Officer. Right. So, yeah. An undercover cop or a plain clothes officer. The good thing, cop and officer, those are not, you can say that to a man or a woman. So no officer, yes officer, doesn't matter if they are a man or a woman, okay? Cop also, that's a unisex word. Not like in Spanish where, you know, your words are masculine or feminine. But in English, I think officer, if you want to be respectful, and in my country I recommend, if you ever get pulled over, right, pulled over es que te paren ahí en la carretera. If you ever get pulled over, in my case, in my country, what I would do is I would always use the sir, madam, officer, just in case. You know, they're trigger happy in my country. Trigger happy, you know this? Trigger's el gatillo, and if you're trigger happy, but just shoot. Shoot away, right? So there it is, folks. Today's double, could have been a triple trouble if he had bought some heroin as well. But also we looked at the word undercover cop or plain clothes officer. So great job, all of you who figured it out, all of you guys who got it right. Also want to remind you that we've still got an active challenge on the app. Remember, we looked at it last week. We used the app for reviews, so you should all know this one. DIY stands for, fill in the blank, amigos. That's your job. DIY stands for, significa, and I'll trust you to fill in the blank. All right, well, we've got to keep moving along, my amigos, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Knows how to do this.
Name That Movie.
¿Podemos ir a otro sitio ya?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. What I'm going to do is give you a little scene from a movie, not escene, scene. And the easiest way to remember this one is, I'm not sure if you've seen that scene. No sé si has visto esta escena. Se pronuncia exactamente igual. So if you know how to pronounce scene, visto, then you know how to pronounce scene, escena. Olvídate una E delante que yo sé en español, lo lleva. En inglés, no. Scene, right? Yo sé, S-S-C, dices, scene, scene. No, just scene. Igual que S-E-E-N. Okay? So I don't know if you've seen this scene or not, but if you have, well, you can let us know on Twitter the name of the movie. Okay? Good luck, guys. Here we go. I assure you, I will not let you down. Oh, you won't. I know you won't. As a matter of fact, I know you're going to be perfect. Do you know how I know all these things? I know them because if you're not perfect, never mind the yelling, the screaming, and the firing, if anything goes wrong for any reason, I'm going to kill you. And I don't mean that as a euphemism. I'm going to literally kill you. I'm going to strangle you and choke off your air supply until you pass away. All right? Some phrasal verbs in there. Okay. Obviously, someone is threatening someone to threaten, right? Threaten is amenazar. Una palabra que me costaba mucho a mí en español. Amenazar, right? To threaten. All right. So obviously, you know, this guy's saying, yeah, yeah, you, if you let me down, si me decepcionas, esto es lo que te va a pasar. So, whew, pretty rough. Bastante duro esto, eh? All right. Let's give it to him again. See if you guys know this movie. Here we go. I assure you, I will not let you down. Oh, you won't. I know you won't. As a matter of fact, I know you're going to be perfect. Do you know how I know all these things? I know them because if you're not perfect, never mind the yelling, the screaming, and the firing. If anything goes wrong, for any reason, I'm going to kill you. And I don't mean that as a euphemism. I'm going to literally kill you. I'm going to strangle you and choke off your air supply until you pass away.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles.
Nuestros seminarios de inglés de negocios, Business Skills, ideales para mejorar la capacidad de comunicación en el ámbito laboral.
O nuestros programas de inmersión intensiva en inglés dentro de España y en el extranjero.
Y por supuesto, nuestro Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, nuestro producto estrella del que los empleados de tu empresa saldrán completamente preparados para usar el inglés en el trabajo.
¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Oye, pregúntale al mago del sombrero y la barba blanca, ¿qué es eso?
Mago blanco, ¿qué es eso que se acerca?
Es algo muy grande, algo muy antiguo que estaba olvidado, pero que siempre vuelve. Un monstruo terrible.
¿Qué es?
Es el sentimiento de culpa del mes de septiembre. Es esa sensación de que ha pasado otro año y tu nivel de inglés sigue igual. Ese remordimiento de septiembre es el típico me tengo que poner.
¿Septiembre? ¿Pero qué dices? Si aún estamos en verano.
¡Está llegando! ¡Corred, insensatos!
Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y empieza ya a mejorar tu inglés con el método Vaughan. Unas clases que te retan y te sorprenden para que saques lo mejor que llevas dentro y mejores de verdad tu inglés. Vive en persona la pasión de los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
We'll be right back. right, amigos, that's right. We're looking at today's Name That Movie, and, well, we've got our top three, ladies and gentlemen, Express, Iñaki, and Miguel. Excellent job, folks. Also, Carolina and Cristina, I'm going to bring you on board, too. Why not? I just wanted to read your names out. It's great to see you this morning on board with us. All right, the movie is called The Nutty Professor. The Nutty Professor. Now, I don't know what you called this in Spanish, but The Nutty Professor is, vamos a ver, The Nutty Professor, El Profesor Chiflao, I think you call it. Yay! Muy bien! You guys actually translated the movie correctly. Awesome! The Nutty. Nutty es que estás chiflao, estás loco. If you're nuts, nosotros decimos, si eres nueces, right? If you're nuts, estás como una cabra. You're nuts, right? He's nutty. Nutty también es algo con sabor a fruto seco, right? It has a nutty taste, right? Sometimes you get that good jamón, that good Iberian ham, and it's got a nutty flavor. But nutty is also loco, right? Es de sabor a o huele a nueces o lo que vosotros llamáis frutos secos. And nutty is also loco, estás como una cabra. He's nutty. So the nutty professor. Now, what's the difference between a professor and a teacher? That's what I want to know. Well, no, I know the answer or else I wouldn't ask you. Right? Also, I've got Google right here in front of me. So I'm asking you guys, what's the difference between a professor and a teacher? Well, usually you'll find a professor at the university, right? When you go to college, if you're in university, then you will find a professor. Right, you'll have a professor in front of you. And a teacher is in grade school. A teacher is in, you know, basically a teacher is every teacher that you have that's not in college, not in university. Right? That's the difference between a professor. Because in Spanish, profesor, no, maestro, I don't know. Here you don't use the word maestro very much, which would be another way to say a teacher as well. So I think that's why a lot of you guys call me, hey, master, from maestro. I imagine. All right. So, yes, the movie is The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy. No Murphy. We say Murphy, como si fuera una E. Eddie Murphy. And, well, Sherman Klump says, I assure you, te aseguro. Dilo conmigo. Tiene doble S, pero se pronuncia como si fuera SH. Right? I assure you, te lo aseguro, I assure you I will not let you down. Que no te voy a decepcionar, que no te voy a defraudar. I assure you I will not let you down. Right? I will not let you down. You gotta know that one. Don't let me down. The chain smokers. Don't let me down, down, down. Right? They only say it 50 times in the freaking song. So if you don't know it now, right? It's a common phrasal verb. Especially as a parent or a teacher. Hey, don't let me down, son. Right? And if not, you know, you've always got the Beatles who can teach you that one too. So I assure you, I will not let you down. He's telling his future boss, right? Su jefe, por ser, right? His boss, we say in English, his boss to be, que no es todavía, right? To be es que por venir, no en el futuro, his boss to be. So I assure you, I will not let you down. And then Dean Richmond. Now, the word dean, talking about university, the difference between a professor. Well, I said it, the professor's obviously at a university. And who's the dean? Well, the dean is el decano. El decano. I always get confused with that word. Sorry. I do recognize it, but I always get confused with the accent there. We say dean. The dean of students. The dean. Right? The dean's office. I was on the dean's list. ¿Sabes lo que es eso? Que tienes las notas muy altas, ¿no? Las marcas. No, marks, no, no sé cómo se dice en español. Las notas. Yeah. I was on the dean's la lista del decano, right? The dean's list. So I assure you, I will not let you down. And then Dean Richmond, oh, he is a tough guy, man. Oh, one tough cookie. Un hueso duro de roer. We say he's a tough cookie, right? A tough cookie, right? Hueso. Yo creo que es un hueso duro de roer. Is that, am I making that up? Richard just gave me a look like, yo no sé si es eso. Guys, when I don't know the answer, I make it up. Me lo invento, eh? A tough cookie. So Dean Richmond says, oh, no, no, you won't. No, no me vas a defraudar. You won't. El futuro es won't. Parecido a want, pero no es want. Di esta. I won't want anything more. Di eso. Y eso es que sabes pronunciar esas dos. Won't y want. Right now, I won't want anything else. Difícil, ¿eh? Okay, so you won't. I know you won't. Sé que no me vas a defraudar. I know you won't. As a matter of fact, now we use this a lot in English too. As a matter of fact, por hecho, de hecho, I think. Let's take a look at this one. Let's put it over here. As a matter of fact, okay, it's a very, very common, de hecho, yeah, that's what I thought it was, por cierto, right? As a matter of fact, right, como frase hecha, as a matter of fact, I know you're going to be perfect. Sé que vas a ser perfecto. Do you know how I know all these things? ¿Sabes cómo sé estas cositas? I know them because if you're not perfect, con énfasis, muy importante donde ponemos la énfasis, ¿no? También. Because if you're not perfect, never mind the yelling, olvídate de gritar. Yell, right? To yell is gritar. Never mind the screaming, un sinónimo, yell, scream, shout, tres formas de decir gritar, right? Yell, scream, or shout. Never mind the yelling, the screaming, and the firing, despido, right? Fire, to fire is despedir. The firing is the noun, right? There were mass firings. So he's like, no, eso no te voy a gritar ni te voy a echar. If anything goes wrong, si algo falla, for any reason, por cualquier razón, and then lo tiene el guión aquí, the stage direction, que es, the stage direction is lo que viene escrito, ¿no? Entonces, okay, the stage direction is not what you read as an actor. The stage direction is the action, okay? And it says pause. And that pause is very, very important there because here comes the threat. And Dean Richmond says, I'm going to kill you. That's what he says. Now, I've never had a boss say that to me. I've had bosses say, you better get your act together, buddy. Ponte las pilas. But I've never had a boss threaten my life. Thank God. I don't know what I would do there. I don't know. Maybe I would call my Sicilian family. So he says, I'm going to kill you. He goes, and I don't mean that as a euphemism. Now, euphemism is another one of these words that I know you guys recognize. Why? It comes from Latin, right? Usually those words are really, really easy to recognize. But are they easy to pronounce? Nope. There's the catch, right? These words are very easy to recognize because you see itis. Mira, es un tendonitis. Tendonitis? Okay, muy bien. But a lot of times these words are pronounced differently in English. So they're the easiest yet hardest words, if you get my drift, right? They're the easiest words to recognize, usually the hardest to pronounce. Say it with me, euphemism. Euphemism, right? It's a substitute. I love the simple definition. A substitute for an offensive term, right? A euphemism, right? So say it with me. Es un ismo, euphemism, euphemism. Okay? So it says, I am going to literally kill you. Que literalmente te voy a matar. I'm going to strangle you. Now, cuidado, en inglés, the word strangle, estrangular, no tiene E delante. Strangle se escribe. I'm going to strangle you, right? Te voy a estrangular. And choke off your air supply until you pass away. Now, to choke is ahogar, ¿no? Ahogar no en el agua, eso es drown. I'm going to choke off your air supply. O sea, no vas a tener aire. Supply es suministro, tu suministro de aire. Until you pass away. Y sabemos que es la muerte, porque es, si dijera pass out, es hasta que te desmayes. And until you pass away, es hasta que mueres. ¿Ves? Preposición es muy importante aquí, ¿no? Very, very important. Pass away or pass out. So he's not saying, I'm not going to make you pass out. I'm going to make you pass away. Que no es lo mismo. Carolina says, we say a tough cookie is un hueso. You're so right. Thank you, Carolina. I remember hearing it somewhere. And, I wrote it down. Not physically. I made a mental note of it. Right? Lo apunté en mi cabeza. Which I think doesn't always work like that, right? Now, The Nutty Professor. Silly, silly movie. Stupid movie. But there was a very popular scene in the movie that I remember. This scene went viral. It was more, I think this scene was more popular than the whole movie. And there's a family scene where they're sitting around the table. And, they were farting. That's right. In fact, Jerry Lewis, he was the original Profesor Chiflado, the original Nutty Professor in 1963. Jerry Lewis, the actor. Well, he was asked to have a cameo role. Now, there's another Latin word. No cameo, cameo. See? Confusing. Easy to recognize, hard to pronounce. Or not hard, different. Right? Cameo. So they said, Jerry Lee Lewis, you want to have a cameo? You're the original Nutty Professor. Let's do it. And he pulled out. No? Sacó. They go, no, I'm not going to do it. Because he didn't like the fart jokes, the amount of fart jokes, chistes de pedos, in el guion, in the script. And, well, if you've ever seen the family scene where the clumps are sitting around the table or sitting at the table, si te resulta más fácil, we don't sit on the table, your mom will tell you to get down. And you don't sit in the table because that's just weird. You can't. It's impossible. So you sit at the table. El único que queda is to sit at the table. And so they were going to cut the famous family farting scene out. And especially because Jerry Lewis turned down the part. He said, I don't want to be in this thing if it's all about farts and sophomoric humor, as we call it. Humor, childish or sophomoric humor. Poo-poo and pee-pee jokes. But hey, that's what the masses like. Just have to see what movies are popular. And there it is. So, but now, imagine if they had cut the scene. The farting, the clumps sitting around the table farting. Well, they never would have made the sequel, or at least it wouldn't have been called The Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps. So, the most successful scene almost didn't make it into the movie. And in fact, it was so successful that they based the sequel, not so much on The Nutty Professor as on The Clumps. So it's funny how sometimes, you know, we're going to cut it. Maybe the movie wouldn't have been as popular. Now, the movie, nobody thinks it's a masterpiece or anything. But then again, are Eddie Murphy movies masterpieces? Well, maybe Coming to America. El Príncipe de Zamunda, I think you call it here. Right. So, there you go, folks. Cool movie, The Nutty Professor. And we looked at that adjective as well. We don't only learn from the dialogue, but we can also learn from the titles of the movies as well. The original titles, not Dos Americanos Locos Cachondos en Busca de la Alegría. You know, that's never going to teach you English. What that's going to do is spoil the film for you and tell you everything that happens. All right, well, guys, let's keep moving along. In fact, I think it's time for another challenge on the app. Well, wait, we need to solve the one we've got right now, and then we'll give you another one. All right, let's see how they've done so far on this one, Nacho. Okay, out of 170 participants, wow, impressive, amigos, 92% of you got it right. Are you freaking serious? That's really good, guys. Because I know you get confused with that I and that Y, no? La Y y la I Latina, right? So what does DIY stand for? 93% of you knew it. It stands for do it yourself. DIY, bricolaje, you say in Spanish. It's very, very popular in the United States. Well, because you save money on labor. If you learn how to put in a tile floor in your bathroom, well, maybe, okay, it takes you a couple hours to learn how to do it. Go to a workshop, watch it on YouTube, but you're saving on the labor. And it's very popular in the United States. In fact, people buy houses and they call them fixer-uppers. Los llaman. So they don't buy the house because it's in great, pristine condition. They buy the house because it's a beautiful property and they plan to make the house better. So they plan to fix it up. That's why it's called a fixer-upper. So DIY, very, very popular in the United States. People love doing their little projects on their homes, right? DIY stands for do it yourself, not to be confused with one that you guys last week, you confused it, DUI. Eh? Still got that I, still got that D, pero no tiene nada que ver. That's driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. All right, let's give them one more. Here we go. Keep me the loop. We looked at it at the beginning of the show today. Keep me the loop. We're looking for a preposition there. And esto significa manténme al día, manténme al tanto. Right? Really common in the States, this one. Keep me the loop. If you know that preposition, let us know on the app. I think we can go to a commercial break now, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Sí,
Juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia, tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso. Apúntalos a Club Junior, aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Bauer. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Sin Baugan.
Venga, Manolito, que tienes clase de inglés. Manolito, vamos para el coche.
¿Con Baugan?
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre. Y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Baugan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com. ¿Do you Baugan?
Escuchas es Baugan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's a show with no name.
With your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right. It's Nacho Macho Man in the house, folks, and we are having a blast. And you know what? Let me check my watch over here. Phone. Folks, happy afternoon. It's Monday afternoon officially. It's 12:01, 1 minute afternoon. So, what does that mean? That means we made it through Monday morning. Oh, yeah. And in one piece. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm having fun. And, well, I hope you guys are having fun and learning as well. Don't forget that part. All right. Well, let's keep things moving along over here. We just looked at today's Name That Movie, and it dawned on me. It dawned on me that we didn't do one of my favorite sections. We just skipped it. So that said, I think it's time for today's Name That Lyric. And Nacho's telling me that it has just disappeared. The jingle disappeared. Maybe there was a reason we didn't do it. You know what? Maybe, guys, sometimes you just got to trust your gut. Maybe I just, you know, skipped it for a reason there. Have we got it? If not, we don't need the jingle, man. I can sing it. You know, do a little acapella or something. All right, let's rewind. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's Name That Lyric. Ahora sí.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric. And I hope you don't say lyric. I hope you're not one of those people. Please don't be a lyriker. Because it's not lyric, it's lyric. Mucho más suave. Lyric. Lyric. Right? Hey, see that? We don't have to stress our words too much. Lyric. No. Lyric. Lyric. Or you know what? If that's confusing for you, you can just say the words. That's easier. Hey. All right. Well, folks, here it is. Now, usually I take an English or American song and I translate it into Spanish. And then you guys tell me the original song. You tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Well, today I decided to flip the script. Flip the script. Dale la vuelta al guión, literalmente. Esto es, it's a great, very, very American one, this one. You guys, you got to remember, we love our rhyming stuff. Like, you know, since Americans, we love the whole marketing thing and we're always selling something, you know. Well, we love the rhyming thing. So to flip the script, today we're going to flip the script. And I've decided to take a Spanish song and translate it into English. So I want to know what Spanish song this is. All right. Now, if you guys know the right answer, you can tell us on Twitter at I am Alberto Alonso. Good luck. I think it's a really easy one. All right. I think everybody knows this song. All right. So here we go. I etched your name on my boat. I became a sailor because of you. In order to cross the sea, plowing through your desires or wishes. I was so happy in your arms. I was so happy in your harbor or your port. So much that my heart became a prisoner of your body and skin. Now, here's where you guys are going to know it. If you don't know it now, you just don't know the song. Like a wave, your love came into my life or rolled into my life. Like a wave of fire and caresses. Like white foam and a seashell, snail rumor. Doesn't make sense in Spanish either. Don't worry, guys. It's kind of ridiculous, that line. I would like to find out what it means, though. If anybody knows, we'll look at it more in depth. If you don't know it, you're never going to know it. Like a wave. It's the name of the song, guys. It's not Like a Stone by Soundgarden or Audioslave. Can't remember which one that was. This is Like a Wave. So I etched your name on my boat. That's a good verb there, huh? Etched. Well, look at that one. I became a sailor because of you. In order to cross the sea, plowing through your desires or wishes. I was so happy in your arms. I was so happy in your harbor or your port. So much that my heart became a prisoner of your body and skin. Whew. Like a wave, your love rolled into my life. Sounds better than came into my life. I mean, took a little poetic license there. Rolled into my life. Like a wave of fire and caresses or cuddles. Like white foam and a seashell or snail rumor. Still waiting for an explanation on that one. And, well, the last word is the title. The last sentence here is the title of the song, Like a Wave. And I'll give you guys another clue, because if you don't know it now, I'm going to give you another clue. If we translate this woman's name, it is Du Sworn. Her name translates, her first name and her last name translates. This is weird because a lot of times it's just like Britney Lanzas. You know, Britney Spears. Britney no significa nada, ningún idioma. But this one, I mean, this is like Tiger Woods. Ambos valen. Tigre Bosques. Right? So, this woman, if you translate her first and last name, it's Du. D-E-W, not Du Hacer. Like Mountain Dew, if you guys drink that sugary soda that I love so much and need to stay away from. Du Sworn. Or Jewelry. I guess it could be Jewelry as well. Now, if you don't know it now, guys, it's literally walked up to you and it hit you in the face, this Name That Lyric. All right, so let's see. Un beso y una flor by Nino Bravo. No. Pero sí que me encanta. Al partir, un beso y una flor. But you want to know something funny here? Carolina, I don't know what's happening today. But it's the same songwriter. I don't know if you knew that. Same person who wrote that amazing song, Un beso y una flor, by Nino Bravo. It's the same person who wrote this song. So two really awesome songs written by a super songwriter, but not sung by the same person, right? So, Un beso y una flor. I like your choice there, Carolina, but that's not the one we're looking for. Let's see. Express has got it over here. Let's see. Beinat as well. Beatriz, Rosa, Carolina. No, Carolina, you said... She says I was wrong before. Hey, don't worry. Mr. Houses, Cristina Perez, Maria Angeles. All right, well, it's como una ola. Like a wave, guys. Como una ola. This is Rocío, which in English is dew, right? What forms on the window is dew, D-E-W. And jurado is jury or sworn, right? Sworn. Swear, swore, sworn. See, we can learn English even with the names of our favorite Spanish artists. So there it is. Un velero llamado Libertad. Oh, Nino Bravo. Oh, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. The guy who wrote these songs, you know, he's poetic. I love both of these songs, in fact. Un beso y una flor en Como una ola de Rocío Jurado. So, all right, so there it is, folks. Let's take a look at it then. Grabé tu nombre en mi barca. Grabé tu nombre en mi barca. I etched to etch. Right? If you're in prison, any of you guys... probably etch the number of days you've been in prison. You do it on the wall. I don't know if you guys had it here in Spain or if you called it the same thing, an etch-a-sketch. Remember this thing? This was a thing with two little knobs. Dos cosas que les dabas. Vueltas, knobs. There's a good word. Knobs. Etch-a-sketch. Well, etch is grabar and sketch is dibujar, garabatear, I think you say. Sketch, right? So etch-a-sketch. It was this thing that you could erase it, you could draw on it. Right? Teaches you those two verbs right there, etch and sketch. They rhyme, too. I guess that was part of the marketing thing. I told you we love the rhyming stuff in the States. Etch a sketch, right? I etched your name on my boat. Grabé tu nombre en mi barca. Me hice por ti marinero. I became a sailor because of you, or for you. Now, because of you is because maybe you inspired me. And for you, it's because that's what you wanted me to do, right? Para cruzar los mares, in order to cross the seas. Surcando, see, I'm learning words here too. Surcando los deseos. So surcando is plowing through. I looked it up. Plowing through your desires or your wishes. Right? A wish is more like an everyday thing. A desire is more something, you know, sounds stronger. Wow, I have this burning desire and a wish. Well, I wish it, right? It's a softer version there. Wish. Versus desire. You would never say, I desire that it rain tomorrow. No, it's like, no, I wish it rains, or I hope, más, en este caso, I hope it rains tomorrow. Fui tan feliz en tus brazos. I was so happy in your arms. Fui tan feliz en tu puerto. I was so happy in your port. Lo más fácil. We also say harbor, which I thought was a little more poetic. So that's why I decided to put in harbor. All right. Que el corazón quedó preso. So much that my heart became a prisoner. Right. Now remember, in English, your heart is yours. Your body parts are yours. Not el corazón, la cabeza, la mano. It's my hand, my head, my heart. Right. His, hers. Got to put that. We own our body parts in English. Right. Careful. It's a common mistake. I always make that mistake when I'm speaking Spanish, in fact. Siempre digo mis dedos. Me duele mi cabeza. It's no, la cabeza. You guys don't own your body. Yeah, according to your language, at least. Fui tan feliz en tu puerto que el corazón, que en inglés, my heart, quedó preso, became a prisoner of your body and your skin, de tu cuerpo y de tu piel. Como una ola, like a wave, your love rolled into my life, right? Think about it, a wave, whoosh, rolls up on the shore. Como una ola de fuego y caricias, like a wave of fire and caresses. Now, to caress is to cuddle, right? It's what you do on the sofa, guys. These are things you do on the sofa when you're just sitting around, right? Caricia. Let's look it up. Caricia. But the closest word was caress, right? So cariciar is to caress. If it's an animal, it's to pet, right? And caricia. So caricia en el alma, heartwarming. Ah, see, I just learned another one there. Caricia en el alma is heartwarming. Oh, I had no idea, guys. See? I'm learning Spanish with these name that lyrics over here. Que palabrón, surcando. Toma palabrón. It's poetic. All right. So, and here's the line that I get confused on. De espuma blanca y rumor de caracolas. please explain this to me. Is there an expression in Spanish that is, you know, rumores de caracolas? Is there like a special kind of rumor or something? I'm confused. Or they just needed something that rhymed with caricias. I don't know. But it's a beautiful song nonetheless. No obstante, it's a lovely song. De espuma blanca, like white foam, y rumor de caracolas. Now, seashell es una caracola ahí en la playa. And snails are the ones you eat, right? So, like white foam and a seashell or snail rumor, right? Rumor, we pronounce rumor, rumor. And then, como una ola, like a wave. And there it is, folks. It's Rocío Jurado. And I know you guys love that song, but I was curious if you guys knew that song in English. Well, guys, I want to give a little shout-out. Quiero mandar un saludo right now. A shout-out to my cousin, Herminia, and her bestie, su chico, Adri, who is tuning in right now. So what's up, Adri and Herminia? Thanks for tuning in. Besos. And I hope you guys are having fun and learning English with us here on Vaughn Radio. All right. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to do still on today's show with no name. So I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, we could give him another challenge here. A ver cómo vamos con este reto. Yeah, I think we can give him another one. All right, well, folks, the correct answer to our last challenge, keep me in the loop. Now, mucha gente puso on. Apréndetelo como frase hecha. Manténme al día, manténme al tanto. Lo decimos siempre en inglés. Keep me in the loop was the correct answer. Keep me in the loop. Okay? And, well, great job. Let's see, out of 157, 66% of you got it right. No está mal. Las preposiciones engañan, eh? But don't worry, guys. You'll figure it out. You know, this is easy stuff. You know, little by little, just say it. Keep me in the loop. Keep me in the loop. Keep me in the loop. Dilo 20 veces hasta que no te sale ahí un on o otra cosa, right? So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's give them their final challenge on the app today, Nacho. Let's see, I'll give them an easy one. All right, here it is. Practice what you... Nos falta un verbo ahí. Practice what you... Now, if you know what that verb is, I told you before, remember I was talking about being a hypocrite or being hypocritical. And I said, well, I remember when I used it. I told you guys, I'm always learning new words. I'm always curious in my Spanish learning. So it's not just me telling you guys, do this, do this. I practice what I...
Cities, big plans. ¿Quieres irte a una gran ciudad a aprender inglés? Si tienes más de 30 años, ahora puedes hacerlo gracias a nuestros programas Londres 30 más y Nueva York 30 más. Pasa una temporada inolvidable en una de las dos ciudades más importantes del mundo angloparlante y mejora tu nivel de inglés en un intenso entorno de aprendizaje. Descúbrelo ya llamando al 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com. Londres 30 más y Nueva York 30 más. Big cities, big plans.
Do you Vaughan?
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles.
Nuestros seminarios de inglés de negocios, Business Skills, ideales para mejorar la capacidad de comunicación en el ámbito laboral.
O nuestros programas de inmersión intensiva en inglés dentro de España. España y en el extranjero.
Y por supuesto, nuestro Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, nuestro producto estrella del que los empleados de tu empresa saldrán completamente preparados para usar el inglés en el trabajo.
¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Right, amigos, that's right, you know it. It's famous birthday trivia, only on the show with no name. And guys, I cannot believe it, but we made it, man. We made it. Before you know it, it's going to be Monday lunchtime. And then the afternoon, you know, is going to fly by because, well, you've got some wonderful teachers to lead you through your afternoon here on Vaughn Radio. So, winning. Ganando. All right. Well, folks, thank you very much for your explanation, by the way. Rumor. A rumor is a soft sound like that of a seashell. I get it. Thank you very much. Rumor de caracola. So it's like a soft, Iñaki says like a soft resonance, like a murmur, right? Soft. So I get it. Okay, ahora lo veo. Well, I didn't know if it was caracoles de las que comes. You know, I get confused. But hey, now I get it. This is, guys, remember what I said at the beginning of the show? Curiosity? Well, now, guess what? I'm not curious about that anymore. I know it. Thank you very much to all my teachers, Maria, Mary, Iñaki as well. Thanks. See, that's how you can, everybody always says, hey, how can I ever repay you for all you've taught me? I say, well, teach me stuff when I make mistakes or teach me new things. I love that stuff. All right. Well, guys, as always, we're going to look at today's Name That Lyric. We don't have too much time left, so we're going to push right through it. I also remind you that you've got an active challenge on the app. It'll be another 10 minutes, so less than 10 minutes. So if you want to participate, do that now. Go to the app. This way you can get your points. Practice what you, que es el que nos falta en esta frase. And, well, I think it's time. Number one, she was born in 1944, a Spanish singer and actress. She was born in Chipiona, in Cádiz. Chipiona, in Cádiz. And she is nicknamed the greatest. La más grande. La más grande is her nickname. The greatest. She's not only was she popular in Spain, but in Latin America, she was hugely and still continues to be hugely popular as well. And, she's got a killer voice. When you hear her voice, you're just like, whoa, unfreaking believable. I saw her song, Como Una Ola. There's a video on YouTube with Rafael introducing her. And whoa, she hits some serious high notes over there. Oh, man, I'm sure she could break windows if she wanted to. And, she was married to a boxer named Pedro Carrasco. She had a daughter named Rocío. With Pedro. She married José Ortega Cano, who's a bullfighter, and they adopted two children as well. And, well, she's won all kinds of awards for her music. As I said, it's not just her European achievements out here in Spain, but in Latin America too, Mexico. Well, she also experimented a lot with those kind of rhythms, you know, that Mexican, Caribbean, you know, these kind of rhythms. Now, are you ready for these numbers? She's sold more than 25 million records. She has received 150 gold discs and 63 platinum discs. Yep, she made it. Unfortunately, she passed away or passed on, not passed out. Lo vimos antes, pass out es desmayarse. She passed away or passed on in 2006. Number two, she was born in 1971, an American actress, dancer, singer, songwriter, and businesswoman. She started her career in 1990 when she made a guest appearance on a sitcom, it was a popular sitcom in the United States called True Colors. Then she was in another sitcom, situational comedy, called A Different World, which was produced by Bill Cosby, and people started to know who she was there. She was also in The Nutty Professor, which was today's Name That Movie, with Eddie Murphy, Menace to Society, she's been in Scream 2, The Matrix Reloaded, Madagascar, tons of different movies. And, she also her kids, one of her sons is an actor as well. Her husband is a big box office, actor as well, a leading man in Hollywood. And so, this family is in show business. They are definitely in show business. And while her husband was a prince, no digo más. Si no lo sabes ahora, her husband is a prince, or was a prince. Fue un príncipe, right? Her husband was a prince, okay? Not prince, the artist. He was a prince, okay? It's kind of a twisted clue I've given you there. And what else can I tell you about her? Where did they meet? She met her big movie star husband as well on the set of a TV show, a very popular TV show. And she was auditioning to play the role of his girlfriend. She didn't get the role, but then she got the role in real life. In fact, the role went to actress Nia Long. But they hit it off. Tuvieron química. Hicieron buenas migas. And who would have thunk it? ¿Quién lo hubiera dicho? In 1997, 3 years after they had met, they got married. They tied the knot. Se casaron. Okay? That's number two. And number three of today's famous birthdays. Number three, this guy was born in 1989. A Congolese Spanish basketball player. He's played for the Toronto Raptors in the NBA. He was also drafted by the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Supersonics. That's what they were called before. And, he was the 24th overall pick in the 2008 NBA draft. He was born in the Republic of the Congo, and he actually played for the Republic. He played basketball for the Republic of Congo youth team. But now he officially represents Spain in international competitions. In fact, he moved to Spain when he was a teenager. And, he speaks several languages. In fact, he speaks four languages. Lingala, which is a Congo Brazzaville. I didn't even know this language existed. He speaks Democratic Republic of... So Lingala is the language spoken primarily in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Angola as well. Then he also speaks French, English, and Spanish. So four different languages there and a great basketball player. So those are today's three famous birthdays. If you know who our birthday boys and girls are, you can tell me on Twitter at... I'm Alberto Alonso. Let's see. All right. Carolina's got it. Our first person to get it there was Carolina. Jayster as well. Tardé un segundo, Jayster. And Miguit was our third person to get it there. Number one, Rocío Jurado. Number two, Jada Pinkett Smith. And number three, Sergi Ibaka. Also, our challenge, practice what you preach. Practica lo que predicas. And 81% of you, great job, guys. What a great job you've done on today's show. The only problem is we've got to go. Nos tenemos que ir. But don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.